talking about emunah right now. כאשר אדם מתחזק באמונה, באותם ניסיונות ובמצבים קשים, when a person strengthens himself in emunah, and these ניסיונות, all these tests in difficult situations, דהיינו, which means that he believes that they came to him בהשגחה, everything is בהשגחה, it's supervised, nothing is free. The world is not a hefker world. Hashem is running the world. ולא על פי מקרה, ולא בדרך טבע. It's not a mikre. It didn't just happen. It's not a natural thing.
No coincidence.
No coincidence. והוא פונה אל השם, and he turns to Hashem. אזי בעקבות התחזקותו באמונה שלמה, then as a result, to strengthen himself and complete אמונה, הוא עובר את כל הקשיים בהצלחה. He goes through all the difficulties successfully. ולא זאת בלבד שהוא ניצול מכל היסורים של העולם הזה. Not only he's been saved, he'll be saved from all the suffering of this world, אלא הם גם בונים אותו ומעשירים את רוחו. The difficulties build him and they enrich his spirit. והעיקר הוא זוכה על ידם לדעת את השם. The main thing is through the difficulties and through the suffering, he merits to know Hashem. שזוהי התכלית שבשבילה בא לעולם. That's the purpose of a person coming to the world. ולכן זוהי גם התכלית וכל הסבב היסורים שיש בעולם, לקרב ולא רחק. A person has to know that that is the purpose. That is the purpose of all sufferings that are in the world. To get a person close to Hashem, not to put a person away from Hashem. A person gets pushed away because he's pushing himself away. He decides to push himself away. Don't push yourself away because of a difficulty. Use the difficulty to get close to Hashem. וכן מובא בשיחות הר"ן, רבי דה רבי says in שיחות הר"ן, מי שיש לו אמונה חייב חיים. The one who has אמונה, he has life. His life is life. Have it as life. הוא מבלה ימי חייו בטוב תמיד. He goes through life good, always. He's enjoying life always good. כי כשהולך לו כראוי, if everything, because if everything's going like he wants, בוודאי טוב לו, of course, he's having a good time. אפילו שאינו כך, and even if it's not going so well, meaning it's not going the way he wants, meaning he has suffering, the difficulties, גם כן טוב, it's also good, why? כי הוא בטוח שאב הפיכן, השם דבר רחם עליו לאהבה והציב אחריתו. He's for sure that whatever will happen from now on, of course Hashem has mercy on him, will do good for him from now on. כי מאחר שהכל ואיתו דבר, since everything is from Hashem, בוודאי הכל לטובה, of course it's all good. It's all good, right? It's all good. אבל מי שאין לו אמונה, but one who does not have אמונה, חס ושלום, God forbid, חייו אינם חיים כלל, his life, not life at all, his life. כי תכף כשעוברת עליו רוח רע, because immediately when a bad spirit comes onto him, or something bad happens to him, anything bad, right? Any difficulty, anything bad, כביכול, illness, a difficulty, a test or something, שוב, אין לו חיות, he doesn't have livelihood. כי אין לו במה לנחם עצמו כלל, he doesn't have nothing to hold on to, nothing to console himself with, ואחר שאין אמונה כלל, ואין לו שום חיות ושום טוב, he doesn't have any life, and any good in his life, since he's going without Hashem, without השגחה, אבל עדי אמונה, בטור אמונה, מה טוב או יפה החיות שלו פנל. His life is beautiful, beautiful, he's enjoying life, even though he has difficulties. That's what we have to daven for these kids and for the families. Okay? That Hashem will give them the koach to hold on, to hold with emunah, but it's very difficult. We can't judge anyone in this situation. We should never be tested. By the way, we know that every neshama, before it comes to the world, from Shamayim, they show the neshama exactly what he has to go through in life, how he's going to look, who will be the parents, who will be his siblings, who are the people he's going to meet, what the difficulties he's going through in life, everything. And the neshama chooses this life. Yes, this is what I want. I know that through this, I'm going to reach my tikkun. problem is that once we leave we come out of this world, we forget why we came here. And then we start going through life. If a person always remember, I chose this situation, because this is part of my tikkun, he'll never fall away from all these tests. A person has debts, doesn't have children, is not getting married, I don't know, whatever a person has, yeah? But has an illness, he has to know, I chose this for me. Because I know, my neshama knows, that only through this difficulty in my life, I'm getting close to Hashem. Only through this difficulty. Okay? Certain taivas a person has, gets angry easily, tavat new, whatever a person has, he chose it. Don't be upset at what you chose. Because you knew before you were born to this world what your tikkun is, and you chose it. You know that through this you'll reach your tikkun. That's where every difficulty is. Mamash to get us close to Hashem. We should be happy with all the difficulties, because that's what gets close to Hashem. If a person knows that, he has difficulty right away. Remember, I chose this because Hashem knows that this He gave it to me, because only through this I'll get close to Him. Only through this. Without this difficulty, it will be not good for me. Only with this difficulty is good for me. Okay? That's how I get close to Hashem. Chaim u'sharim. What is chaim u'sharim? Happy life. Im ken kol ha'tachlit shel ha'adam yizkot la'emunah. So the whole purpose of a person is to merit emunah. Va'emunah hi ha'koach ha'gadol biyoter shel ha'adam. והמפתח היחיד לחיים טובים ומאושרים, כי בלי אמונה חייו אינם חיים. The emunah is the biggest power a person has in his life, and the only key for a person to have a happy life. Without an emunah, a person's life is not life. And I don't need Rav Auerbach to tell us this. Anyone knows when he lives, he goes through a test with emunah, he goes through that. That's exactly how his life looks. Now, an example for I thought in my life with the children. Friday, sometimes it's a balagan, it's hectic, balagan. And the kids don't always want to listen, and I'm nervous, and there's no time, it's all the Shabbos running around. If you take it with emunah, everything's from Hashem, you're calm. If you take it with, you forget that it's from Hashem, so you only see the kids in front of your eyes, you get upset very easily. You get upset. So then what kind of life is that? And you get then afterwards you get upset at yourself. Why you gotta get upset? And that's also a lack of emunah, right? You have to remember Hashem put me in this situation. Sometimes Hashem puts a person down because only through that he awakens the daven about that thing. If not, he doesn't awake the daven. He sleeps his whole life. Hashem throws him down a little bit, and then he says, "Oh, what's going on with me? Oh, I'll daven strongly about that. Oh, Boch Hashem, that's what Hashem wanted." It's beautiful. So the fall was great. Why? It wasn't a fall. It was like a trampolina. You jump down. You go down. Oh, he's going down. He's not going down. He's jumping. Yeah. How do we merit this? To merit to live life with emuna. Atshuva hi kmo she'arachnu b'sefer kama v'komot. The answer is, as we linked in the book, in a few places in this book, lizkot le'emuna, to merit emuna. זה תלוי בקשר הדוק בתיקון הברית של האדם. It depends very very much on תיקון הברית of a person. אמונה depends on תיקון הברית. כמו שאומר רבינו הקדוש בתורה למד א', רבינו זה בתורה למד א', ודע שאין קיום לאמונה, there's no existence to the אמונה, only through בחינות הברית, the aspects of ברית, בחינות בריתי נאמנת לו. And the more a person is holy, kedusha, b'machshava, dibur, maaseh, in action, and thought, and speech, the more he's holy, the more his emuna increases. The more his emuna increases, the more he's holy. He sees he gets upset on things. He's lacking emuna. He works on the brit. The brit will bring it to emuna, and the emuna will bring it to brit. It works together. the egg of the chicken. דבר זה צריך לעורר את האדם מאוד לעבוד על תיקון הברית שלו. This is what Rabbi said, needs to arouse the person very much to work on his brit, to have תיקון הברית. כי בלי תיקון הברית, כי תודה תיקון הברית, it means that he's very, very far from אמונה. He's very far in the tachlis of the world. Tachlis of the world is אמונה, to know Hashem, to believe in Hashem. And if he's far from תיקון הברית, so he's far from אמונה. Which means he's far from life. Someone who, the more he has תיקון הברית, the more he's happy in life. People in depression, with lack of תיקון הברית. Kipshuto. Clearly by people. They lose cheshek to life. They lose the cheshek to life. You can see by young boys between 16, 17, and they found their life, they found out, find out all kinds of things, and they lose the cheshek to life. Allah was said many times, Yeshiva Baruch Hu, parents come to him crying, my son doesn't want to learn anymore, he was in Yeshiva, I don't know what happened. Allah knows right away, yeah. Internet things, he knows right away what goes on with them. Clearly, pashut. כי רבינו אומר, וזה מובן לכל אחד בחוש, רבינו said clearly, רבינו לא said to say this, a person can see it clearly, שמי שאין לו אמונה, חייו אינם חיים. A person without אמונה, his life is not life. You could see, even people went through the Holocaust, like the Pleasantville Tzanz, Tzanz Pleasantville Rebbe, who made the whole Kirya in Tzanz of Nebra, in Tanya, and also in America beforehand he built. He went through the war. With everyone, yeah, in Auschwitz. And he lost a wife and 11 children during the war. And he always kept the emuna.
But he was strong as the emuna before the war.
Obviously,
that's
you don't
do it.
And he was Kadosh Vataho and Tikkun Abrim. I'm just saying that he went to the horrible places and he still lived a happy life. Even though it was horrible. You can't even imagine what the Holocaust is. We can't imagine. We can read the books and we can't imagine. You don't know what it is. There's still a few people left to ask. A few thousands of people, a few tens of thousands. Not many. Okay? Explain to us about, a little bit about what fear is, about what pain is, what suffering is. Because we don't know what it is, really. We live a beautiful life here in the... Okay? People grew up in America, or here, and other side. Beautiful life. What's the suffering? If someone has a moon, even the greatest suffering, he still lives a good life. Like I heard a story on Friday of Adler. He went through the war also. He was a 16-year-old boy. He was in Auschwitz. And it was Pesach. And by Pesach, it was Pesach night. And they didn't have any, of course, they had mold, a lot of mold they had, right? A lot of bitterness. But they didn't have wine, of course, didn't have anything. And he told his friend, he whispered to his ear, he said, you know, we don't have anything, but I know that I've got it by heart. You want to stay with me? He says, yeah. So they were 16-year-old boy, 17-year-old. They're walking back and forth. In the Rechava, in front of the camp. And they were saying the whole Haggadah. And then they were saying, Avadim ha'inu lepa'al of Yitzrayim, we're slaves to power in Egypt. And then his friend stops and tells him, we were slaves? We are slaves. So Rav Adler told him, the Nazis could take our bodies, but they can't take our souls. You see, we're saying that another here. The Nazis can't take our souls. And it gave them koach to continue, because they were much despair, much yush. It gave them more koach. Yeah, that they had the spirit. And those people, after the war, they continued life. And there's a guy, his name is, I don't remember his real name, but he wrote books about the Holocaust that I recommend everyone not to read them. His name in the books is called Kuf Tzetnik. That's his name. He's one of the people who testified in Eichmann's trial. There's famous pictures of him, he collapsed. He used to, every time he wanted to write, He wore the clothing that he wore in the camps, and he used to go into that mood and write what happened there. He was depressed his whole life after the war, and he died without any. He wasn't religious before the war. He definitely wasn't religious after the war. Yeah, but what kind of life? Look at the difference. Someone who went through the war. Two people went through the war with him. One without him. The Kozenburg, I'm not comparing, but yeah, you have to compare. Kozenburg, which had emunah, He lost 11 children and a wife. He's not a kid. He was in his 40s. I don't know. Yeah, he was in his 40s, I think. Late 30s, 40s. 11 children he lost. After the war, he got married. And he had more children. And he went to America and he built a whole... He started a Hasidus there. And he came down to Israel and he built the whole thing in Netanya over there. Until today, thousands of families living there. It's the person who lived with Emunah. And the person lived without Emunah was depressed the whole life, and he wrote a few stories, Hashem Arachem, that I don't recommend anyone to read. Put you into depression yourself. And Amash. And bad thoughts and all kinds of things and sadness. And he wrote, and he was depressed his whole life. And Rav Lau said that he went to talk to him. We lived in Tel Aviv. Rav Lau was the Rav in Tel Aviv. He went to talk to him and he told him, he also went through the Holocaust, right? He was a kid. And he told him, you know, that's not the way. You have to continue life. And he wasn't able to. Why? Because he lived life without Emunah. I'm not judging him and I'm not judging him. I'm just saying, life with Emunah is life, regardless of what you're going through. And life without Emunah is not life. You could be rich. You could have many children. You can have a beautiful wife, you have a beautiful house, and you'll be very, very depressed without Emunah. That's all it is. You're upset at everything, and this, and that situation. That.
Without Emunah, you could have a Rolls Royce Silver Shadow, a Bentley, a Harley, a Aston Martin, a five-bedroom, house, 27 acres, with rabbits and horses, and kill yourself on Memorial Day from turning on all those cars and sitting in the garage with a fifth of Chivas Regal and a pack of cigarettes.
You've done that?
My brother.
Your brother.
You gonna tell us how to get a movie now?
Tikkun HaBrit, who is that?
I'm sorry.
Get out of him. Hashem Elohim. You can live here in Nashali in a little corner with a house with windows to the feet of the people walking in the street. You live a beautiful life like many people do. And they're happy in their little simple life, eating potatoes and zucchini and maybe chicken a little.
I have a better life looking at the UN and some goats and sheep from the Arabs across the street on the hilltop than
the Pashut. And I tell you more than that. People that live a Torah life, Torah and mitzvot, and they live in Torah all day, and they don't have a Emunah, and they're depressed, and the Torah does not make them happy. I can't tell you about the Rolls Royce if he's happy or not, because I was never there. I can tell you because I know what life is, maybe a little bit. But I could tell you about being religious and living with Torah and mitzvot, and then without Emunah. And you're sad, and you're upset, and you don't have a smile on your face. Because what gives you a smile is the Emunah. Without Emunah, you don't have life. Like Rabbeinu said, it's clear, it's pashut. And if someone is not happy, it's because he doesn't have Emunah. And that specific thing. So work on the Emunah. You see you're not happy about something. Yeah, it's because something makes you nervous. Something you, work on the Emunah, that specific thing. Don't say, it's because of him I'm not happy. No, it's because of me I'm not happy. Because like I've been saying, that the light of Hashem comes down unformulated. It's just plain light. And you make it how it is. Bad is what you see. Not what it is. Good is what you see. It's all imagination. It's all in our head. How do we see life? You see good, so it's good. You see bad, so it's bad. It's all in our eyes. We have the power. And by Tikkun HaBrit, Rabbeinu explains, when Rabbeinu brings down, and we have Tikkun HaBrit, now we're learning it in Likutei Moharan, in the Torah Aleph, in the second part. We're going to have Tikkun HaBrit. It formulates the light already from the beginning, that everything he looks down is blessed, everything he sees is happiness. That's how it is. Same thing by women regarding tzniut. The more that tzniut, the more they could be happy. The less, sadly, they feel that they're nothing. They don't respect themselves. That's how it is. So push with them. הכוח היחיד לעמוד בכל תלאות העולם, the only power to withstand all troubles of the world and as many troubles as we just spoke about, הוא רק כוח האמונה, only the כוח of אמונה. וגם מי שזוכה לאמונה ברמה כזו או אחרת, and also someone who doesn't have the אמונה, even though he could be not religious and he's working on his אמונה, there are people like that. That they're not really with the rage guard, אמונה, and they're not keeping yet everything. על ידי פגם הברית נענש לאבד את האמונה על מה נצא. הפנשמית הפגם הברית is to lose the אמונה. That's רב ישראל דוב וולודניק, רב ארוש של סון, אני יודע אתם. He writes a book, he has shared his story, I've been to his kever also. He lived in the Ukraine, about 200 years ago. I think after Rabbeinu, maybe less than 200 years. And he said that someone will come on his kever. Even if he just touches the handle, and he has one request, he'll do a tovah for him in Shammai.
Who is it?
Yisrael Dov Mevoletnik, of Voletnik. He wrote a book, Shel Yisrael, and this is what he writes in his book.
Is that the translation?
His book?
Yeah.
It's hardly printed in Hebrew. I don't think it's been translated. Legabei Pgam Ha'iru, Kotev Harav, regarding Pgam Ha'iru, the blemish of thinking bad thoughts, and we're referring to women here, והנה, all kinds of bad things, but the Rav Arush wants to emphasize this. הנה, כל האירועים רואים, all bad thoughts, for example, stealing, or all kinds of bad things, even if he does it, they don't bring a person to do it. A person thinks to steal, they won't cause him to steal. Why? Because he controls himself. He thinks, okay, fine, I can steal now, I want to steal, fine. It's not nice, I don't want to hurt the other person, I could steal, I don't want to steal. Or a person is upset with someone, he, listen, if I had that feeling, I'll slap him across the face. But he doesn't do it, he just thinks it. Can? Okay? But, he ruled ni'uf, but thinking of ni'uf, of women, can? Achman ha'itzlan, nimshach mizeh p'gam ha'brit. Right away, he's drawn down from that blemish of the brit itself. Achman ha'itzlan, first of all, a person, excuse me that I'm saying this, a person can have a reaction and then nothing happens, everything's okay afterwards, but that itself causes a little bit of zera to come out, a little bit of the sperm to come out, even a little bit. It's already pgam habrit in a certain extent, not pgam habrit like shir bat zera levatara, like the Chazal say, but still it's a pgam habrit in that just by yiru v'naseh pgam badat u'baemunah, and the blemish is caused in his das and in emuna through that. And somewhere else he says, "Ki me'emet gam abrit ole al pgam b'chinat yichida shnofer chashvelo b'spekot ha'emuna rachmanitza." Through gam abrit, a person falls to spekot in emuna, to doubts in his emuna in Hashem. So the punishment for gam abrit, the person has doubts in emuna. So a person can strengthen his emuna, but on the other hand, he must work on his tikkun abrit. Because he can work on the emunah, work, and then he has pgam abrit, and then he falls on the emunah suddenly. He doesn't understand why. Ah, you don't know why? Now you know why. So it's one is building on the other. One is strengthening the other. Okay, it's to work on tikkun abrit, to be holy, to guard your eyes, especially guarding the eyes, like Rabbi Natan writes, Hilchot Nizkei Shechenim, Rabbi Natan writes, on the halachot of blemishing, and the harming your neighbor, there's a law in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, that if you have two houses and one window is crossing the other, one neighbor, or you have two fields, one neighbor could force the other to build a wall. Together, we'll have to put money in to build the wall together. Why? Well, I'm not going to steal from you. I'll be Shammai. No, you see, I don't want you to see my beautiful children. I don't want you to see my beautiful garden. I don't want you to see my guests. I don't want you to see anything. You see? It causes damage. It's harming. Seeing is harming. And it's not the power of the eyes. The power of the eyes. We see, we blemish. So we don't want to see anything that we don't want, that we could blemish our neshama. You see, there's a black hole over here. It's black hole. There's a hole straight in the neshama. The Zohar says, the only way the Yetzirah can enter us is through that black hole. You don't see? You don't think. And what you saw causes you to think. Even if now you decided not to see, from now on, you can close your eyes, but still, you have all kinds of thoughts from the past, from movies, from things that you saw, from things that you went through in life. So, with Hashem, that's how we work. And tomorrow, we'll continue with Hashem, with Chazek, and Emunah, and Tefillah, and Tikkun HaBrit. And I'll ask Shakat to remind me about that.